Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Gimel. We're continuing our discussion of two schichos, so to speak, on top of a person. One is the schach, so we had one sukkah on top of another. We had where a person is mesuchoch al yidei the schach of his sukkah, but on top of that there's branches of a tree. And now we're going to discuss something else. What happens if a person has something on top of him, which is not really the sichuch of his sukkah? It's not somewhat the ceiling, the roof, the mechitza, so to speak, the top of his mokoim sukkah, but it's something blocking him from being accessed to the schach. Is that also called a chatzitza? Let's ask it facetiously. If a person's wearing a shtreimel on top of his head and it's wide dalet tvochim, does that mean now he's not in the sukkah because there's a oil? Theoretically, if you think about it, if there would be a mace on the bottom of where the shtreimel is sticking out, and there's the person inside the shtreimel, it's on his head, he'd be tamei mace. Why? Because the shtreimel is being mahail on him and on the dead body. So avada, there is a connection between the two. Would we say that also legabe sukkah? That now what's on top of him, his roof, so to speak, his ceiling, is his hat. Person has let's ask something else. A person's in bed and he pulls the cover over his head. He's outside, he's in the sukkah. There's a Simchas Beis Shreva down the block. So he pulls the cover over his head to be able to fall asleep. So he's not in the sukkah anymore. He's mavatla mitzaseh by going to sleep outside the sukkah. He's covered over by something else. So obviously there has to be a cutoff point here. So that's what the subject of this mission is. Peras oleo sadin mitnei achamo. He spread on top of the table a sheet to block out the sun. The sun's coming in and it's hot. Oy tachtel mitnei haneshor. His chach, branches that have leaves. The wind is blowing and the leaves, or even if you have, the chach is not so thick. It's a bit sparse. So you have leaves coming in. So he's trying to protect himself from having leaves and twigs fall down into the chont, into the soup. So he spreads out a sadna. A sadna is a sheet. So now, what the criteria of schach is? Why can't a sheet be schach? We'll learn in the next mission what the criteria of schach is. Dova hamikabel tumma l'chore is not good for schach. So he spreads it either on top of himself, like an umbrella sort of to protect himself from the sun, or tachteo, which means under the schach, to protect the people underneath from whatever's falling in, with nei haneshor. Noishor, things that fall, peris and noishrin, are things that fall off the trees. So here we have things that are falling off the trees above, or you have things that are falling off the schach themselves. Oishe peris, or he's spread out on top of his bed, like a canopy bed. Al gabi hakinuf. This were the old canopy beds where they had pillars on the sides of the beds, and they had, you go to an old museum and see the beds of the nobility. So they have these sheets spread out on top of it. Psula, that's not okay. All three cases are possible, but there's a fundamental nafkamina between, in the Hezber, the cases. The first two cases, since the basic definition of sichuch is to block out the elements, like we discussed in the Mishnah Aleph, so memela, anytime you spread out another sichuch, either to protect from the sun or to protect from leaves, twigs, v'chule falling in, that's a sichuch. So you're underneath two sichuchim, the sichuch of the schach kosher and the sichuch of the schach posel, that's the psul. When you spread it over lenoi al gabi hakinuf on the canopy, there's no sichuch there, you're not trying to protect yourself. There the problem is something else. Since the bedposts are above the bed, so the space that's formed between the surface of the bed that you're sleeping on, the mattress, and the canopy above, has a din of an oil. It's keveya shem mokim la'atzmoy, and the mokim that the person who's sleeping in the bed is sleeping in is not in the sukkah. He's sleeping in a mokim bifnei atzmoy. A person could be in an oil, b'toicha oil, he's not in the outer oil, he's in the inner oil. If you'd carry somebody in a box into a beis hakvoros, he's not mekabel tumas meis, he's not in the beis hakvoros. So the same thing is over here. He's in the bed. He's completely surrounded with mechitzos. That makes him not in the sukkah. Now, there is another case that the Rav alludes to, Bekitzer, in the first two cases, a different din with a different hezber. He says that it would be possible to explain that the sadin that you spread mipnei hachamo is you spread it because the leaves are going to get, the branches of the schach are going to get dried out. Now, it's so years ago, before they had bamboo, they used to use these big branches that they schlepped from the woods. And the sun beats down in Eretz Yisrael. So the branches get dried out. By the end of Sukkot, they're a fraction of the weight with which they started. They get dehydrated. What happens if you're so afraid there's a heat wave and you're afraid that the schach is going to shrivel up, either it's going to fall down, or it's not going to be tzilsum ruba michamsa once the sun has enough of an effect on it. Or tachtem ne'anashor is the same thing. You spread it right underneath the branches, this way the fall away from the branches, the leaves and the twigs that are stuck to the branches don't fall off. You're worried about tzilsum ruba michamsa, you want it to keep attached to the schach itself. In both those cases, since the tzilsum meruva mechamsa, the schach itself, is assisted al yidei something that can't be schach, that itself renders it pasul schach. Vinishvi the halacha is psula. Like we said, the third case is a separate hesber, either according to one, either one of these two hesberim than the first two cases. Says the Mishnah, avo peirusu al gabe nakliti amito. This is talking about also a canopy, but it's a different type of canopy. Instead of being a flat surface on top of the bed, which has a din of a roof, and memela it's kever, that the bed inside is a separate shem mokum, it's an oil bifnei atzmoi. Over here, the sides are more like a tent shape, what we would call a teepee, where the spreading out of the canopy, it goes on an angle, and it reaches a point on the top. It doesn't have a roof. Sides going downward like a triangle are not a roof. They're sides. Avad, they go on an angle and they protect from above, but lamaisa, they're not a roof. So it doesn't have a shem oil. You need to have a gag of at least poisech tevach, at least a width of a tevach, to be considered a roof. So over here, since it's not vosichuch, and since it's also not keveh shem mokum as an oil bifnei atzmoi, that you're allowed to do. Mishnah Dalit. Hidla oleo es hagefem es hadlas. He spread, this is a separate word, hidla, is when you take something that's growth, something that's growing, while it's still mechub lekak. You take a vine, this is used extensively, this term, in Zeroyim. Taking a vine growing from the ground, where the vine, it's a trellis, they schlep out grape vines, and they run them along the sides. People have them along the sides of walls, and sometimes you direct the traffic of where it should grow. Like ivy covering the side of a building. Sometimes you have to put up metal hooks and you keep it growing and then it grows up the side. You have it by passion fruit in Eretz Yisrael also. They grow and it grows like a vine. So you direct where you want it to grow along a wall. That process is called hidla. So he took a vine of gefen or dlas, is also some type of vegetable. Dlas usually means something like pumpkins. So I don't know if that grows alongside walls. Obviously, we're talking about something over here that's more movable. Ves ha-kisoim. Kisoim is more like ivy, where it's covering the sides of walls. It creeps along. Now, the leaf, the shrubbery of these things are so thick that it's very good. If you have an open hut next to it, you have a gazebo, you could use these vines to cover, and you have your schach. So that's what he wanted to do. He covered over the sukkah with the gefen glass kisayim for coverage. V'sichech al gaban, and he literally made that into the schach. Psula. Why is that possible? So here we have the din of mechubal lekarka. The Torah says, chag asukis tassel choshev asyom ba'ospecho migor nechom yikvecho. This is not the parshas hamayadim in parshas emor. This is the Tesefis on Parshas HaMayadim, which is Parshas Re'eh. And in each one of the Yom Tev that's mentioned over there are Tesefis Halachas. Very interesting analysis. Which Halachas are written in the Ikke Parsha, which are written in the Torah's Chazorah, Mishnah Torah and Dvorim, and which details are added on over there in Sfira. So Oymed is a bunch of details, and Chag HaMatzos, there's details. So here, one detail that's added on is that the Sukkot is Shaykh to the agricultural cycle. Ba'ospecho, when you gather in from the field, migor necho miyikvecho. Pashas is telling you the time of the year. But Chazal darshan, that it's also telling you the tzura of what a sukkah is supposed to look like. That the sukkah is supposed to be made from things that are gidulei karka, and things that are left over after you gather in the peiros. That means when a person cuts from the field, he harvests, he takes in the field, what's left? the vines, the cashin, the straw from which it grew, the stems, the leaves, the barks, the everything is processed off the trees and off the ground. And what you have is you have a lot of leavery, a lot of greenery that's left on the ground. That's where you should make schach from. Chazal define that as something that's not mechubal lekarka, but it's also gidulei karka. Now, the truth of the matter is that the Mefarshim point out that this mission is redundant. We already had sukkah tachas ilon. What's the psul of an ilon? What's the problem? It's gidulei karka. The problem is only because it's mechubal lekarka. So over here, what's a hidlas agafen? What's the difference between a vine, a creeping vine that you put over the roof of a sukkah, or the tree that's over it? Pashas is no chiddush. The chiddush over here, if anything, is the sefer of the Mishnah. V'mohoyo siku charbe mehem. If there's a lot of good kosher schach, you have bamboo, you have leaves, you have tree, you have branches that are kotzutz, that are tolush min amechuber. Oyshe kotzotzon. Or he cut them, ksheira. Now here, there's something tricky about it. The pashtus of the word means that he schlepped over the vines, but it's not a problem because there's mostly schach. It's roiv, that's the hesber over here, is that there's roiv schach, so the miut of, and we explained this in Mishnah Beis, and it's important to point that again. The Lashon of the Gemara is Choftan v'Orvan v'Aschach Kosher. You don't see the Schach Posel, the vines, as a separate entity. You see it bound up together with all the leaves and the branches that you have covering the roof. So Memela, the Schach Posel is bottled to the Schach Kosher. We go Basaroyv, and it's called, the whole thing is kosher. The second case, however, Kotzitzon, L'chor means after you put it on top, and then you went over to the side of the vine, you snipped it, you made it tallish. And then we have a famous psul that's called Taseh V'loy Min Ha'asu. The Torah says Chag Sukkah is Taseh. It should be a separate asiya. That means like this. You have a sukkah, you have walls. The schach is put on in place, and that creates the sukkah. What happens, let's say, you have branches that are extended between two poles, someplace in your backyard. There are no walls. It's not a sukkah. And then you build walls sort of to accompany the schach that's above, the bamboo poles that are above. It's not a kosher sukkah. The chalois shem sukkah has to be putting the branches, the bamboo poles, whatever it is, on top of the mokim. It creates the mokim. It's now mesachich. It's mesoichich and mesachich on that place. So over here, the Mishnah says, k'tzotzon, l'chot afterwards, it's tatsav lemon osri. It's like tzitzis that apostle when they're on the beged, you make them into tzitzis, and then you want to turn them to kosher over there, so we have. Tasa means tasa v'leimina osui. So the Gemara says over here that he has to be minanei, he has to pick up the branches after they're cut off from the ground, he has to pick them all up. This way the asir should be a new asir. The chari has to pick them up gimel tvachim, this way it shouldn't be lavud, otherwise it's still on the top of the sukkah. Pick them up gimel tvachim. And this is the way we do it, Lamarshal. Let's say if somebody would have a sukkah built by a goy. So the asiyas haschach is not lishmo. We'll say now, for argument's sake, that's a problem. The whole sukkah of sukkah is ganbach, where it's made by a goy. Okay. But let's say we say it's posel. So now the sukkah is a sukkah as is, but it wasn't made for a sukkah. So there also, you pick it up three tvachim, and that creates a new asiyah when the schach is let back down. Or a cotton, let's say, putting on schach. It would be the same thing. You pick up the area that the cotton was misachich, you'd let it down, that's your menanea, and that creates a tasa. Now the Mishnah says the klal, zeh klal. Kol shu mekabel tuma ve'ein giduloi min ha'oretz. Anything that's mekabel tuma. It's interesting, where did Chazal get this from? The second part, ve'ein giduloi min ha'oretz, ein misachim boy, that's possible if it's not gedulim in oretz. You can't use metal rods for a schach, even if it's a temporary. It's a dearest arai, but it's not gedulim in oretz. That part, l'chor, is poshut, because the Torah says, migorncho, umiyikvecho. The Torah is talking about gedulim kaka. But here, Chazal, take it a little further. Gornchom miyikvecho is l'chor, the psoilas of the agricultural process, what's left over after you harvest and gather the fruit. That type of thing is not mekabel tuma. Fruits, vegetables, all these things which are the oichel itself, are mekabel tuma. A prime example of this would be, we mentioned before, a sadin, a sheet. Now, a sheet could be made out of silk, it could be made out of wool, it can be made out of polyester. These things are not gedulei karka. And what happens if it's made of pishton? Pishnas gedule karka, but it's mekabel tuma, it's beged. So it's not good. Anything that doesn't have either one of these two criteria, it's not makabel tuma, not tuma's begon, or any other type of tuma. And of course, it has to be gedule min aretz misachem boy. The Mishnah seems to repeat itself. There might be in the Gemara cases that are nisrabim. There'll be more protim that we'll discuss b'negeh these two criteria, mitzvah Hashem, in the Hemshech HaMishnayos.